It's time for the very first in-playoff edition of Overreaction Monday. We understand this this show is coming out on a Tuesday, but Chris Brockman and I decided, well, you were the first one to say, hey.
Well, Mike, look, we got 33% of the games on Monday. Let's just wait. There's too many hot takes available. You know what I mean?
Well, as soon as that Bills-Steelers game got postponed from Sunday to Monday to create a doubleheader on Monday.
Yeah.
And that's usually when we post this podcast. It made sense to just wait a day rather than and have all six super wild card weekends in the book, weekend games in the books, as opposed to, you know, one third of them not being part of this pod. So just letting you know how the sausage got a little bit made to out a little bit later this week than normal on this edition of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Just create your account after downloading the Game Time app. Use that code Overreaction for $20 off your first purchase. What do you have over there, Chris Brockman? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
We need our music.
There we go. Hit it.
Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Okay, there's only 8 teams left, Christopher. Man. But that doesn't mean we can't overreact to 24 other teams.
How about the 8 that are left, though? Huh? Interesting mix.
Well, of them, if you want me to just throw out
there. Yeah, I don't think anyone would have predicted this exact 8 when the season started.
Well, this is, as you know, the first postseason that doesn't have either Tom Brady or Peyton Manning in the mix.
Correct.
And throughout that entire tenure of those two quarterbacks, with Big Ben mixed in, a little bit of Flacco, right?
Yep.
We were wondering who's going to take the torch from them and run with it, okay? So here are the 8 quarterbacks that are left in this playoffs right now per draft class. I did this last night. I just hit the send button on the old X machine. 2016, Jared Goff. 2017, Patrick Mahomes. 2018, Baker, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson.
Right.
2020, Jordan Love.
You just combined.
I know. Jordan Love.
Yep.
2022, Brock Purdy. 2023, CJ Stroud. Those are the 8 quarterbacks left. And the only one with rings, plural, is Mahomes. So if Mahomes doesn't make it, then somebody's going to get a Super Bowl ring for the very first time.
I love it.
That's how it works right now.
I love it.
So it's kind of fascinating that youth is serving and that Jared Goff is the OG of this entire group.
I love it.
All right. So now what do you have for me in terms of
Rich, let's get going. We'll get a quarterback one in a second. But the state of Pennsylvania will have new head coaches next season.
I think that's an overreaction right now. I mean, how can I react to the Pittsburgh Steelers making a change at coach when it's like the moon landing?
I mean, he literally walked off mid question on Monday.
I know, because he's a raw, and he's not going to sit there and talk about his contract in front of everybody. Like,
normally
that's not him.
Give us, though, I just want to talk about the game. Let's keep it to the game. Normally he would give us a one liner like that.
We must have that soundbite if I'm not mistaken. We're going to play that on our flagship show?
Flagship show, yeah.
Is that what we've just surfed through? Okay. So put it together, and I would say right now, if I had to first blush it.
Yeah, we're recording this early on Tuesday morning.
I understand. If I had to first blush it, I'd say both are back.
Ooh, interesting. You're going to zag.
Well, I mean, dude, I understand the Eagles went right down the tubes. And I understand that Tomlin's Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 7 years.
It's been
and for
a while.
These very prideful franchises, they want different results. Remember last year, right at this time, literally, it could be 1 year ago today to this day. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Take a look.
Brandon Staley got totally embarrassed with the Chargers.
Well, I think in hindsight, he should have got fired.
And I told you at the time he wasn't going to be fired.
I know, but that
and
was
then
a,
he was not.
That was a big mistake.
I get it. Although
they could have had Sean Payton last year.
They might wind up with Jim Harbaugh anyway. So
I mean, these owners can't afford to make these mistakes year in and year out.
Well, and some of them can't afford to just pay off coaches either. And, you know, so I believe, you know, Tomlin has a contract. And so does Sirianni. Sirianni's got 2 years left. Tomlin's got 1. So this is right around the time when the Steelers would make some sort of a deal with Tomlin or Tomlin. Right. And you know, we're going to have Mike Florio on the program of the flagship show later on Tuesday. And whenever you're hearing this, go check it out on our YouTube page where you're maybe taking in this pod, what he has to say. But Tomlin has a say in this, too. You know, he's got a say in this, too.
What if he's just ready for something new?
And that may be part of the reason why he just strolled off his podium, off the podium.
But it wasn't a good look for Tomlin to just walk off like that.
Well, I mean, the guy just got bounced out of the playoffs.
It's part of the gig.
I get it. If there's anybody who knows it, it's him.
I know.
I will say that's an overreaction, and I'll even double down and say both are back.
You don't even think I'm half right.
I don't even think you're half right.
Wow.
Right now, I could be very wrong.
Okay.
But literally by the time we post this podcast. What else?
CJ Stroud is taking the Texans to the AFC Championship game.
So you're saying he's going to beat the Baltimore Ravens?
That's what I'm saying, baby.
Is that entirely possible? Sure. Who am I to sit here and say that that's not possible?
Yeah, but rookie quarterbacks aren't supposed to do this.
I get it. And he doesn't look like a rookie quarterback, does he? He's doing things that it's very rare to see. He's the first rookie quarterback to beat a number one ranked defense in terms of total defense in the playoffs. That's never happened. You just did that to the Cleveland Browns. Mm. I'm still leaning towards taking the Ravens right now, but I can't.
No, they're big favorites.
I can't sit here and say that's an overreaction. Like, you're overreacting. You're out of your mind. That's never going to happen. Or you're out of your mind. Come on, that's still Baltimore. Baltimore should win it. You know,
that's
home.
What I was actually expecting you to say. I mean, you've been high on the Ravens all year.
I know.
We both have. Yeah.
I totally get it. And CJ Stroud.
But now you're like, well, CJ Stroud.
Dude, they have it. He's it. And they are one of those young teams that may not know what they should know, which is you shouldn't go in there and win this game. We just saw what the backers did, you know? So who am I to sit here and say this is totally out of the realm? I don't think that's an overreaction. I don't think it's going to happen. So.
Well, I saw that you still took both one seeds to make the Super Bowl.
I saw that
on Sunday.
I did. When given the NFL Game Day Morning gives us an opportunity to predict preseason and then have two mulligans, one in Thanksgiving, one at the outset of the playoffs.
You feel secure on that thin limb that you went on?
I actually wanted to, taking the 2-1 seeds?
Yeah.
Hey, that is a thin limb, pal, because very rarely do one seeds make it together, let alone in back-to-back Super Bowls. That was the one seeds last year.
I know.
And the one seeds this year that, you know, clearly this is odd. It's an odd season.
It is an odd season, which, yeah.
Actually, I was thinking of taking the Ravens over the 49ers just to double down on my crystal ball segment we had on Game Day Morning where I looked in the crystal ball and I saw both Harbaughs hoisting trophies, and I'm half right right now.
Yep.
So, I can't sit here and say that that's you're crazy. The Ravens are going to beat them, and thanks CJ for playing, and thanks Texans, you have no shot. But they're now 4 quarters away from that being right.
I think the Ravens
now, if you say Super Bowl, if you said Super Bowl, I would call that an overreaction.
That's pretty hot. Let's wait a week.
Okay.
If they beat the
wait a week, that means you're 1 week closer.
If they beat the Ravens,
that's not as hot. To say that now, it's hot now.
I mean, a rookie quarterback going to the championship game, that's pretty hot.
Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying: Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony-powered rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code PIGSKIN for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code PIGSKIN at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Karen, what you got?
Hi, guys. Karen Applelam from Australia with a quick question for Season 3 Talisman. That knife wound healing scene was so powerful. Tom, what was it like to do that scene with John as your director?
It's great that I was with those people because when your eyes are closed and someone is supposedly going to stab you in the chest, you have to really trust that they're not going to hurt you. So yeah. I was in good hands with John.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I don't think it's okay. Going to happen, but I can't sit here and say you're overreacting to what we just saw. What else?
All right. In the middle of Monday night's games, the tweet went up. The Falcons have interviewed Bill Belichick.
Yes, right.
Oh, baby. I think Sirianni does get fired. That means there's three openings in the NFC East. Bill Belichick will be coaching in the NFC East in 2024.
I still think, when it's all said and done, Jeffrey Lurie has 2 years left on the contract of Nick Sirianni, and he's going to be like, I'll give you one more shot to get this right.
We've never seen a collapse like this before. A team that went to the Super Bowl,
right,
was 10-1, ready to be the one seed in their conference,
yeah,
finished the season like they did,
yeah,
and one and done embarrassingly.
I said on this show, you don't ever want to be equated to the 1986 New York Jets, who are the only other team to go 10-1 and not win the division.
Right.
And the Eagles are not in the same breath as the 1986 New York Jets, because those Jets won in the wild card round.
See, they're their own breath.
They made it to the divisional round.
Oh my gosh.
So the Eagles are worse.
Oof.
I get it. I just don't think, unless, again, we don't know, there's always an iceberg and we always see the tip. Yep. I have no idea what's going on beneath the surface. I can't imagine that Sirianni, with 2 years left on his deal, 1 year removed from going to the Super Bowl, because of a stretch where they go 10-1 and finish, what, 11-7? That's what their final record
was? Yeah, 1-6 to finish the year.
Okay, so that they're going to change everything. I think they'll change coordinators. And then the question is Sirianni the guy to move forward? I feel like I'm repeating myself here.
Fired a guy that won a Super Bowl.
And I feel that Jerry Jones is going to just run it back again.
Ugh.
Honestly, I don't know.
For the fan bases.
And there's a reason why Bill interviewed with Atlanta and first. You know, I just don't know.
They were not in the playoffs, I think, logistically.
I totally understand that, yeah, logistically. It just makes the most sense for him to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I think it makes sense for Bill to go to the NFC South like Brady did.
Easiest,
you know, and
division,
honestly, how fast do you think you can get to Shula from the AFC, the NFC South? Faster than the NFC East, maybe?
I mean, the Cowboys have won 36 games the last 3 years. Do the math. That puts them in two years. Passes done.
I don't know. I'll just say this is an overreaction right now. This is the most unpredictable
coaching.
January. I mean,
Packers
beat the Cowboys in a boat race.
Well, not even close.
You know, the Texans have a ton of momentum. 1 year ago at this time, we were wondering if Lovey stuck them with the wrong draft choice. You know, they were looking for their coach right now last year. I have no earthly idea other than the fact that I don't know. I just kind of feel Atlanta. And how wild would that be that they hire the coach that came back from 28-3 to beat them?
Nora Princiati from The Ringer had the greatest tweet last night. You know,
yeah, we're going to play that on the flagship show today, too.
If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Oh, my God. It was terrific.
Absolutely. Well,
just for those here, it basically was the question, like, so tell us, have you ever been in a situation where your back's against the wall or something like
How you overcame adversity?
Yeah.
A tough situation.
Wow. There was this thing called Super Bowl 51.
We were in Houston. Okay, boy. Rich. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Cowboys. Got to do it. They should fire McCarthy, trade Dak, start over.
Oh,
rookie quarterback and a new head coach.
They're not going to. They're not. No. That's ridiculous.
I'm not saying they're going to. They should.
They're not going to. That's a total overreaction. I don't even think they're firing McCarthy when it comes down to it. And Dak is Dak. I mean, he's never going to quit Dak. Dak is still, you know, showed you this year. And I believe there's still a championship quarterback in there.
Is he too nice?
Could be. I don't think so. I mean,
I know we all like him. He's a great guy, obviously.
Dude, Kurt had the patch on too, and Kurt is a Hall of Famer, and he was a total red ass. So I don't know. Maybe there's got to be somebody who looks him in the eye and says, "Be meaner." Well,
like,
I don't know.
What is going on in the playoffs with this team?
I have no idea. But McCarthy's somebody who doesn't know. I mean, he had Rodgers. He won a championship in that building. He's won playoff games. He won the Dez Caudet game. I mean, honestly, he's won multiple play. He's won more playoff games in that building as a Packers head coach than a Cowboys head coach. Yeah. So, you know, that's what if you're Jerry Jones, you're just looking around going, what did we just do? Because we are 1,000,000% putting the right roster on the field. We're loaded with talent to the point where I'm trying to do the math here to keep everybody, you know, and CD is the right guy. And so is, you know, Micah Parsons. And so I think is Tank Lawrence. And so is, you know, Trey Diggs. And so, I mean, you got players all over the lot. Is Belichick the answer? Just going to bring him in and hand the keys over and totally change the culture of your building?
I think for all these teams, though, you're never going to get an opportunity like this with all these head coaches available. Harbaugh, Vrabel, Belichick.
Vrabel's the guy.
Even Pete is out there. Like, there's never going to be another situation in the history of the NFL where four coaches and others, other top coordinators are out there. And if you're a team that's like, "Oh, we're so close. What could be the difference? Oh, one of these guys who I know is a Hall of Famer."
Vrabel's a guy that I could grow with, though. You know what I mean? Like, Belichick is a 4-year deal, right?
Sure, sure.
One would think, you know.
Yeah, maybe five max.
You know what I mean? Like, so that would be about it. Vrabel, he's 48. You can grow old with him. And he's a culture changer too. He's your coach red ass also.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and I'm just one more thing here on the Eagles, because I imagine you don't have any more Eagles topics.
I don't. Okay. No.
Is that maybe Vrabel's the guy for there? Because honestly, we're going to play this later on our flagship show. I feel like I'm holding a rundown meeting as we're taping this before our Tuesday show. Through our microphone here. Do you remember when Vrabel came on as the Titans head coach and I asked him about the possibility of trading away AJ Brown?
Oh yeah.
He hated it.
Not
as long as I'm the head coach.
Yep.
So
it was not his call.
Who currently has AJ Brown under contract?
I feel you.
So I'm just wondering if that is happening potentially instead
of
Belichick.
I like it.
But I still just think, you know, change for change's sake, just because there's bigger names out there. When your guy took you to the Super Bowl and you watched how he represents the it of this town. Remember when the Phillies were in the Super Bowl and we were talking about how he's like the Bryce Harper of the football side of the Philadelphia it equation?
Things change fast.
I know. So that's an overreaction. The Cowboys shouldn't just totally remake themselves. I don't think that's happening. I mean, in terms of roster and coaches and culture, that's just not going to happen. I got to tell you, I love the Game Time app. Get it on any mobile device in your household. And the minute that you do, download the Game Time app. And the minute that you do, you will see how easy it is to buy tickets to anything, sports, music, comedy, theater events near you. There's killer last minute deals. You can even get tickets after the event begins. If you want to go last second, there's all in prices. So you see your entire total up front before you buy. There's views from your seat. You know exactly what the stage, what the court, what the ice maybe looks like from your seat before you buy. There's their best price guarantee. Game Time totally removes the guesswork out of buying tickets, and you can get them in just seconds with two taps. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code OVERREACTION. 2 R's in overreaction. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Chris, second half.
Second half, here we go. Love the scene in Detroit on Sunday. It was awesome. Happy for all those fans and players. Jared Goff is better with Dan Campbell than he was with Sean McVay.
I think so. Don't you?
Oh, I thought you were going to push back on that.
Why?
He went to the Super Bowl with the Rams.
I understand that. Don't you think he looks a lot better right now? He's just also, he could be more mature. It could be what? More been there, done that. He's everything he does under center, everything he does in the locker room, everything he does off the field is informed by his experience in Los Angeles and then being sent away.
I agree
Sometimes
with you.
You need
I agree
a change of scenery. Sometimes you need something that happens in your life that gives you pause and say you look at the man in the glass, or you're you know, or you're just figuring out that you needed to grow. Didn't we ask him on our flagship show when he came on earlier in the season? I asked him, how long do you think an NFL team should evaluate a quarterback? How quickly, how many seasons? He said three to four years.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
So, you know, but you also can't blame McVay for doing what they did. It helped put a trophy in the case, and Stafford, you know, accelerated the process in terms of how, you know, how good at quarterback they could get. I mean, Stafford has more years on Goff and might have been a better fit for the offense that the Rams were running at the time.
I think Jared got, you know, enough credit for what he did with the Rams just because it was like, oh, you know, everyone said it's McVay's system. It's the system.
Right.
And now he's with the Lions. He's showing what he's made of.
I think he's a better quarterback than he was when he was in his first first 5 years of his career. McVay is a genius. Obviously, listen, if one of my sons or daughter wanted to play quarterback in the National Football League, would you want him to be with Sean McVay? Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, but Dan Campbell has a system that he's running there that seems to be just wired into every other human being to just turn them into more of unleash their inner beast, right? and that may be what Goff needed, you know? When I saw Mac Jones in Germany, I'm like, there's got to be a beast in there, right? Isn't that, didn't somebody take an x-ray of him? Was that Matt Judon took an x-ray of him and put
dog
it on,
or whatever.
There's a dog in there, somebody, yeah. some one of his.
That's a meme that goes around.
I understand
guys.
That, yeah, but yeah, somebody put that out there for Mac Jones. Sometimes that's what they need, and, you know, and Goff kind of had that, you know, doe-eyed Bambi look to him. He wasn't more of a Ram, he was more of a Bambi, and now he's got his inner beast unleashed, and that may be exactly what you're talking about. Dak, right? Doesn't Dak need his inner beast unleashed, right? That you're saying,
seems
right?
Seems like it.
You asked earlier, is he too nice?
I think he is.
So some coaches need to basically look somebody in the eye and say, you're an animal, man. You're freaking Bambi with fangs. Go take somebody's kneecap off, and they're now one home win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers away from getting into the NFC Championship game.
I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
And if the Packers somehow upset the 49ers, the Lions could host it against Green Bay, who came in, as you know, on Thanksgiving and really took them apart. Mm-hmm. So that's a very long-winded answer to say, I don't think that's an overreaction right now. But it's not a reflection, I think, on either man, you know, either coach.
No, he's reaching his number one pick potential.
Right. So I'm sorry to bring nuance and the gray area to Overreaction Monday.
No, you did it. You're wearing a gray sweater
today,
so it works out.
I think it looks good. It's called Heather Gray, I believe.
For those scoring
at home.
Rich.
Yes.
If Jordan Love beats the 49ers, the Packers should make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
He might just be, by the way. By the way, how about David Dunn? He represents both Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers.
Cha-ching.
Does the fact that he got Aaron where Aaron wanted to go and Jordan Love stays as the Packers quarterback and is now taking the Packers where they want to go with him, and he's now 3 years into his rookie deal, his fourth year right now.
Balling
is right. Like, it's time. He's about to hit it.
Best quarterback in the last 2 months.
Well, again, you know how it works, man. It's when you hit the market, it's a market deal. It is a market deal. Jordan, look at Jalen Hurts.
He went to the Super Bowl.
Right, buddy.
And was a play away from winning it.
But he did it in his market contract year, didn't he? So
yeah, he did.
Jordan
in
Love
three.
Is in his market contract year.
No, you know,
they could let him play in on the fifth year option, right? They could let him do that. That's just not going to happen. That doesn't happen in the NFL. So he might just turn out to be, and wouldn't that be wild? But he, what he's proving right now, even if he goes to San Francisco and has one of those days that you think a green quarterback might have.
It might happen. But if he lights it up,
or he's not the reason. I think he's going to have a big offseason regardless.
Brink's truck is coming for Jordan Love, man.
I don't think you say the Packers should make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL as if they have a choice.
I mean, these teams have choices.
I get it, but it's a market deal.
They often make the wrong one.
No, but they're not gonna let him play on his fifth year option, and then they're not gonna do the Kirk Cousins thing with him. He's the guy. He's okay. It. And what a time, man! He went from, when is he gonna start? When's he gonna start?
Can he play? Is he
can
any
he
good?
Even play? To like, oh, okay, oh, he's gonna be a top five paid quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
He looks like 4. He looks like 12.
No doubt.
He's balling.
Together.
I'm very happy.
He's 10,
this kid.
Man. What else?
I'm very happy with this kid. Rich, you were
by
just.
By the way, I'm agreeing with you a lot. I know. I'm getting a little bit concerned.
I think you're
going to
push
here.
Back on this one.
All right.
And speaking of contracts and what teams should do, the Dolphins should wait to extend Tua. Make him play out the fifth year.
I don't know. They might Daniel Jones him. How does that sound?
Well, they should Cousins him.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't want to be Daniel Jones'd,
you let him he'll go. Be Cousins. You let him go.
Then he'll be Cousins.
You let him go.
No, it's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I don't think they're going to pay him, you know, put the contract on the table. I think Jordan Love's going to get a better contract on the table than Tua.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And
he's earned it.
And so, you know, I think they might say, you know, whatever, Daniel Jones made $40 million, right?
Isn't yeah, it crazy? Was 4 for 160.
Here's how crazy it is. When Dak made $40 million, right, everyone's like, oh, my God, he broke the bank.
That was a lot.
Right. Now Daniel Jones, that's kind of on the high end of the middle road, right. Middle of the road market deal for your number one quarterback in the NFL, certainly in a money division city like New York, right? So whatever that's going to be, $45 million or whatever, does he want to do a three-year? If I'm him, I would take it. I'd take the time. I'd take the value. I'd take the opportunity to stick with McDaniel. If I were him, I would take it and then show everyone what I can do and then get closer to being a free agent again. But if he's going to sit there and insist, I want to be a top three paid quarterback in the NFL. Look what I did. I was an MVP for a while. If that's that's the stance that he's going to take, then they'll let him play out his fifth year, and then they'll just keep then they'll Kirk Cousins him.
Yeah.
You know, which, by the way, worked out for Kirk Cousins. Probably made more money than Garrett Cole the last few years.
Worked out for,
you
know, Kirk's bank account.
So,
but
I mean,
so, I don't know. Kirk is in that middle tier. Is Tua better than Kirk Cousins?
In that offense, he is. For them, he is. Yeah. And again, you know, it just, the issue is the narrative for the Dolphins, the yeah, but who did they really beat narrative that we were talking about that
all
even McDaniel,
season, man.
That even McDaniel acknowledged was in the ether when they were in Germany to take on Kansas City the first time this year.
Yeah.
And he basically said, if we win, we get rid of that narrative. If we lose, it'll still be there. Either way, it's just week 9. That was his approach.
True.
And so that narrative that was there all year long and didn't dissipate when they beat Dallas, because they then lost their final 3 games of the year to seeds 1, 2, and 3 in order in the AFC playoffs. Ravens, Bills, Chiefs.
Yep.
They were the top 3 seeds in the AFC in order, 1, 2, 3. And then in order on their schedule, they lost week 17 to the Ravens, lost week 18 to the Bills, and then lost the wild card week 19, if you will, to the Chiefs. It lingered all year long. So that has to creep into their thoughts about signing Tua and the dollar amount that they'll put on the table. And the question is, will Tua basically say, wait a minute, I was an MVP for these amount of time, and I'm still your MVP quarterback.
He led the league in passing this year. He played every game, but look what it got you.
Right. I'm still the same human.
Right.
And you love me. I love you. Let's all get married to the tune of a gajillion dollars for the max contract that you're willing to give somebody. I don't know if they'll do that. But so, again, I don't think they're going to make him play out his fifth year. They shouldn't wait to extend him. They should extend him. But I don't know how that's going to be an interesting off-season conversation to be had. So I'll call that an overreaction.
Oh, okay. All right, two more, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of Miami and Kansas City.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill regrets asking for a trade out of KC.
No, he does not. Get out of here. That's absurd.
Why?
First of all, I think he loves living in South Florida.
Great. He can, secondly, he can live there the other 7 months of the year.
Secondly.
He saw his former team win a Super Bowl without him. Then he goes to the new spot, and what happens? One and done. Can't even win a home play and a home game to get themselves a home playoff game. And his quarterback is kind of mid.
I don't know, because he's also no longer the Robin to Kelsey's Batman. He's got a certain way about him now that he's without a doubt viewed as one of the top five receivers in the game. Whereas I think he was just a really dynamic piece to the system that Andy Reid was running for Mahomes. You know what I mean? Like if he's sitting here concerned about narratives and the way he's viewed, the way he's looked, the way he's talked about, I think, were we talking about him as a Hall of Fame receiver in Kansas City? Would he have been that for sure if he had, you know, won another ring with them last year? I just think we're all talking about him in a different way that I think he probably deep down appreciates. I think he loves living in South Florida. I don't think he misses the negative 30 weather at all. I think he is richly paid in a way that I don't think Kansas City was willing to do it. And I still think he believes he can win a championship there. I know he really likes McDaniel. I saw it in display. Mm. And McDaniel and him have a seemingly great relationship. And Tyreek has gotten better. He has gotten better. I think he's become a better receiver in Miami, and not just because we see him differently media-wise. So I don't think he regrets that at all. I will call that an overreaction.
All right.
I know you disagree, because for you it's all about rings, and if you don't win, you should be fired, and you suck. You know, I mean,
that's the business we've chosen.
You look at things in zero sum, and I look at things that are, you know, I look at a glass and I see more than just a zero sum. It's either half full or it's half empty, but at least I'll tell you what's up. You know, you got one more.
Rich, watching the game on Monday. God, that run by Josh Allen, that was amazing.
52 yards. Four yards shy of the record. You know who had the record?
Michael Vick, right?
No,
not Michael Vick in Green Bay. No.
Kaepernick in Green Bay.
Oh, nice.
56 yards, the 2012 divisional playoff game where we called him. I think we were calling him on the podcast version of the show.
The human ATM machine.
The human ATM machine. Yeah. You put the card in, you just either cash from your checking or your savings, but money was coming out, man. Just a different account.
Guy Kaepernick was
throwing and running.
So good that year.
I know.
Josh Allen is the most dangerous player in these playoffs.
I think you can. I don't think that is an overreaction at all. Lamar could be dangerous. CJ Stroud could be dangerous. Ask Dallas Cowboy fans how dangerous Jordan Love looked.
When doing it with his legs, man.
How about this? Jahmyr Gibbs can be dangerous.
I agree with that.
You know, James Cook can be dangerous. There are some dangerous players remaining in the draft, including Patrick Mahomes is the most dangerous of all. But
not
this
like
guy,
17, man.
Dude, 4 touchdowns, 3 in the air, 1 on the ground. The one on the ground was from, as Mooch sometimes calls it, half court. I don't know why he refers to a football field. That's the Izzo and him.
I mean, it was like center ice in Buffalo on Monday.
Exactly. So from center ice, he pops it in the end zone. 3 touchdown passes as well, although Khalil Shakir, you know, made that last
one himself.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, Allen still found him. A 4th down throw, if I'm not mistaken, where he extended the play for a million miles. It was a 3rd down throw. They were going to have to punt when the Steelers were coming back. He extended the play forever and a day, and he found Diggs. Remember that he threw it across the grain against his body?
Yeah.
Dude, I love this guy. And the reason why, so he's now got 24 offensive touchdowns. He accounted for 24 offensive touchdowns in his playoff career. That's the most in the Buffalo Bills history.
Mm, he's so good.
So they've made the wild card. They've made the divisional round 4 years in a row. This is after they had a 24-season-long drought of not making the divisional round. They've made it now 4 years in a row. We'll see what happens from here on out. He finally gets the Chiefs at home.
Yep.
But damn straight, I call it as I see it. It was, about 6 years ago when he was beginning to really come to the fore after losing that playoff game in overtime in Houston because of a terrible holding call that went against him. Yeah. They should have won that game in his first year as a starter in the playoffs. He started coming into his own. Very few people steal your souls because he extends a play and he looks impossible to take down when you're trying to sack him or when you're trying to put him on the ground when he's running the ball down your throat. He takes your soul in a way that few players can. And yes, he can eliminate the Chiefs by himself by running it and throwing it and telling Mahomes, you've got the problems on your offensive side of the ball. Yep. We do not. And yes, we're banged up on defense and you've got a championship defense, but look how it looks when I'm coming for your souls. And they can absolutely make the AFC championship game and they can absolutely go into Baltimore if that's where it is. And I just mentioned at the top of this, we're going to weave it all together. There's three members of the 2018 draft class, quarterback draft class remaining in this playoffs. It could be the 7th overall pick of that draft and then the 32nd overall pick of that draft going against each other for the right to play in either's first Super Bowl. I can't wait for that matchup. Obviously, there's the matter of the C.J. Stroud-led Texans and the defending Super Bowl champs
of course.
In the equation.
Small factor.
But for sure, I agree with this. That is not, and you knew I would. You wrote this, you're like, Rich is totally going to agree that this is not an overreaction.
This is how I wanted to end it.
I believe so. He is the most dangerous player remaining in these playoffs and could be, you know, obviously, I'll say that for the entire playoffs going in, that just includes two teams. And McCaffrey, I didn't even mention McCaffrey or any of the San Francisco 49ers.
The playoffs, the final eight, loaded with superstars.
Right, correct. So, yeah, I'll still say that, even when we're talking about the NFC one seed that's sitting at home, loaded. I'll agree with this one as an overreaction Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I do believe you want to predict the games?
Sure.
First blush is we're sitting here on Tuesday.
First blush, straight up winners.
AFC championship game is going to be
Houston and Buffalo.
Okay. So Buffalo will host the AFC championship
game. Yes.
Okay. And then the NFC championship game will be
San Francisco and Detroit.
Okay. I'm agreeing with you on the NFC championship game. And I think the Ravens win this game. I think this is going to be
It'll be 1-2 in the...
If I'm not mistaken, hold on a minute.
And 1-3 in
hold
the
on a minute.
NFC.
Yeah, this was week one. This was C.J. Stroud's first career start was in the bank.
Really?
Yeah, week one.
Man, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot that...
A million years ago,
it Eagles feels like. And the Bucks played in like week three,
Eight
right?
Million years ago. So wow. You can't yeah, really look at that. Ago. And say,
check the tape and see how they are.
Well, I mean, you could probably start seeing how he's processing and making really good throws against a defense that he's supposed to throw an interception against.
Yeah,
I'm sure it didn't just come out of nowhere with C.J. Stroud.
Right.
I do believe Baltimore will win this game. And part of the reason is because who's got it better than them?
I'm not doing it.
Nobody.
Not doing it for you.
Who's got it better than us on Overreaction Monday?
Well,
Chris?
That's nobody. Okay, I mean, come on. That's right, obvious. See? Yeah, don't trick me.
Don't go nobody. You know how you're supposed to say it.
I know, but
nobody. That's how you say it.
Nobody. No, we'll go the other way.
It's not right. It's not the way the Harbaughs would approve it. All right, by the time next time we do Overreaction Monday, we'll know if we're right or wrong, and we'll know if Harbaugh is actually coaching out here for the Chargers in terms of...
It's going to be a crazy week, man.
Check out our show all the time, 12 to 3 Eastern. There's a podcast version of it as well. All 3 hours you can listen to the Rich Eisen Show on demand. What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will be dropping later on today as well to give you their thoughts on what happened on the wild card weekend and previewing the divisional playoffs. For Chris, I'm Rich for Overreaction Monday. Peace out.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I'm obsessed with the fact that GQ has named Kim Kardashian Man of the Year. You're upset about it? I suggest you do better then.
If there were a Cosmo Woman of the Year and it was a man, how would you feel?
Well, that would just be lies. Name a man who's doing better than women right now and you can give him Woman of the Year. But until I see that...
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.